And friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith and in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Before I get to the next story, I'm just doing a little housekeeping, looking at my text messages. I missed one when I was talking about banning cell phone use in the schools. Joe in Wolverine says, Trucker, I agree. However, one problem, I believe that some of the parents are part of the problem. Absolutely agree with you, Joe, 1,000%. I want my precious little baby to be able to reach me anytime a thought pops into their head. I want them to be able to call or text me. And sorry, not during school classroom time. You don't need to be in constant contact with your precious little angel. We have got to stop catering to these overprotective parents. School district policy, no cell phone use, no cell phones in the classroom, whatever they come up with as a school district, or they leave it up to the teachers, which is where I believe it needs to be. Each teacher has their own cell phone policy. Let them know what it is clearly, and there it is. And if the parents don't like it, too bad, so sad. That is our policy. If you don't like our policy, take your precious little angel and take them to another school. That simple. We've got school choice. You do what you want. But in this school, in this classroom, this is the way it's going to be. And if you don't like it, again, too bad. Take your kids somewhere else. Sorry, lady, not happening. Sick and tired of catering to these people. It's one of the reasons why we have failing test scores. Some of these parents do not help their kids do their work. Yeah, those are some of the parents right there that I agree with you. Problem is the parents. Now, one of the things that I've been looking at, and I'm going to make you aware of it because this Democrat polling data definitely needs to be taken into consideration very seriously. Benson, Secretary of State, purging roles of dead people fast enough for the courts. Secretary of State's office is going beyond the legal requirement in purging its voter rolls of dead people. Despite a claim from a conservative nonprofit that the purge is still too slow and that 26,000 names still remain on the rolls is too many, a federal court ruled yesterday. U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals yesterday affirmed the dismissal of the Public Interest League's Foundation's challenge to Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson's alleged failure to wipe off the names of dead people off the qualified voter files. Public Interest League Foundation's argument was that the lower court unfairly deprived it of an opportunity to obtain documents from the Electronic Registration Information Center. This is a liberal progressive operation referred to its acronym ERIC. Folks, we got to get out of ERIC. This is absolutely a nightmare of an organization. And for whatever reason, our state Republican-led House still allows Jocelyn Benson to use Eric in the handling of our qualified voter files statewide. If you compare the qualified voter file to the Social Security Administration's death records, the two numbers don't match. These records miss the mark, according to its spokesperson, Jonathan Everett of the Public Interest League's foundation. However, Benson said in a late afternoon statement yesterday afternoon that the court noted that Michigan's, listen to this, multi-layered efforts are more than reasonable. And the panel described how Michigan goes above and beyond the legal standard for maintaining the state's qualified voter files. Michigan has done more in the last 6 years. Notice what that is. The 6 years she's been the Secretary of State. Michigan has done more in the last 6 years to improve the accuracy of our voter rolls than was done in the previous two decades. And of course, what is she referring to there? When the Republicans, Ruth Johnson and Terry Lynn Land, were our Secretaries of State. Quote, I'm very grateful that the federal court has once again recognized our strong work keeping our voter files up to date, end quote, said Benson. You've got to be kidding me, lady. This woman is a complete charlatan, folks. She is a complete sham of a Secretary of State. In her statement, she goes on to say, since 2020, our department has fought a record number of lawsuits based on false and meritless claims meant to undermine people's faith in Michigan's elections. Today's ruling is yet another victory for this evidence, facts, and the laws, Benson added. How about the seven cases, Jocelyn, that you were found guilty of breaking our election laws? Where's your comment or statement to that? Oh, she's not going to focus on that. No. She's going to focus on, again, a very liberal U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. Well, the plaintiff, Public Interest League's foundation, filed a lawsuit back in November of 2021, alleging that their organization found potentially 25,975 dead people still on the qualified voter files. Later, in the court system, they proved that the state's qualified voter file, according to August of 2021, absolutely verified this information. Well, they went to court. The lower court should have reviewed the requested evidence prior to dismissing the lawsuit on November 5th of 2022. Well, the vanishing small percentage is in and of itself indicative that Michigan has taken rational, sensible steps to maintain accurate voter rolls, reads the 23-page published opinion written by Judge Eric L. Clay, U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. The appeals panel did not consider the Public League's arguments that they should have also been allowed to depose Benson and department analyst Stuart Talsma because they didn't get to do it prior to the appeal court ruling. Why? Because Benson, being an attorney, knew how to avoid going under these depositions during discovery. District Judge Jane Beckeren dismissed the lawsuit last year, March of 2024, citing with Benson's arguments that she was making reasonable efforts to purge the qualified voter files. However, she also ruled that the plaintiff failed to show any irreparable injury that would support an injunction. You know what this is, folks? This is basically who is better in a courtroom. 26,000 dead people still on our qualified voter files across the state of Michigan. All 83 counties. But now they're going to ask a nonprofit organization to claim that they had to show that they were harmed by these dead people still being on the qualified voter files. This is absolutely amazing to me. Now the question is going to be whether or not they're going to take it to the Michigan Supreme Court on an appeal. Probably not. You know why? We've lost the courts. Michigan Supreme Court are all progressive liberals. One of the Supreme Court justices got a donation of $82,500 from who? Jocelyn Benson's super PAC. Right before the Supreme Court was supposed to rule on one of her cases. And who ended up writing the opinion for the Michigan Supreme Court? The very justice that Benson donated to. This is the most corrupt Secretary of State I have ever seen in my life. And now she wants to be our next governor. Well, I hope they don't stop, but they probably will. I hope other cases and other things that are happening are going to get to the truth. I hope that the Election Integrity Committee gets a subpoena and starts subpoenaing these records to prove exactly what we believe happened. She instructed clerks that violated our election laws to run our elections in 2020, 2022, and 2024. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody, welcome back. Final segment of today. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. All the text messages, interactions, greatly appreciate it. I got one. Let's see. I'm not going to say who this person is. 5 years ago, I had to get my father removed from the voter rolls in our town. He had been dead since 1994. Okay, let me get this straight. 5 years ago is 2020. He had been dead for 6 years, and he was still on the qualified voter files. Next text, he said, I had to take his death certificate to City Hall. What county do you live in? I believe it's Charlevoix. You need a new county clerk. Death certificates are filed with the county clerk's office. The county clerk is responsible for getting that death certificate and then removing them from the qualified voter files. What? So bottom line, you got to talk to your county clerks. Why did this happen? Because my first question is, where did he die? Did he die in Charlevoix County? Did he die here in Michigan? Or did he die when he was in Florida? Maybe on winter vacation. But you have to look at the facts of where these certificates go and exactly how they get processed, how they get recorded, and then whether or not that clerk is on top of removing dead people from the qualified voter files. I know Vicky and her staff, they look at the obituaries in the newspaper. If they see somebody died, they go and check the qualified voter files. If they're there, they flag them to remove them. Now, one of the things you have to understand is the process. He's registered to vote in a local township, so maybe that's why you took it to City Hall. Whatever. The information still needs to be processed. He said he died in Ann Arbor, but was registered to vote in Charlevoix. Did Ann Arbor process the death properly to make sure the death certificate was signed and then forwarded or not? Maybe the problem originated in Ann Arbor's clerk's department. But this brings up a good point. Checkmyvote.org. Tomorrow's show in the third hour, I'm going to have the inventor, the founder, the engineer that put that together. Checkmyvote.org. You need to go to that website and check your address. You need to go to checkmyvote.org and check the address of your neighbors. When you go out to the mailbox, you look at your address. Well, look at the address of your neighbor next door. Check their address. You know your neighbors. We got Kevin and Linda living next door. Well, if I go and check my neighbor's address and it's more than Kevin and Linda on the qualified voter files, I need to bring it to their attention. I need to bring it to the local township clerk's attention. We're going to talk about why we need to start using checkmyvote.org and help absolutely check our qualified voter files and then give that information to your local clerks. Again, tomorrow from 11 to 11:30, I'm going to have the inventor of Check My Vote on this show, Fani Mantravadi, engineer geek, very fast speaking, intelligent guy. He's going to be on with us from 11:30 tomorrow. Checkmyvote.org. That's what you need to do. You flag it and you make people aware of it and get them removed. Now, you can go to that website, sir, I'm not going to mention your name, and verify that your dad was actually removed from the qualified voter files. You may have brought it to their attention, but they may not have removed him. So did your dad actually vote in November 5th, 2024 election? If he wasn't removed, there's a very good possibility there was a ghost vote cast for him. So something you definitely need to look at. Good comment. Greatly appreciate it. And a perfect segue into tomorrow's show. Again, 11:30, the third hour, first segment on the website podcast. You guys need to share this information tomorrow. It's going to be a great interview, lots of reasoning of why he did it and what he wants you to do with this website going forward. Greatly appreciate you guys bringing that up. Again, Legal Defense Fund, text me legal. I'll send you the information. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great, terrific Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity.